Welcome to today's version of the Joe Thomas Hour, the best 2 minutes of your life. We're lucky here to have on the Joe Thomas Hour Doug Deacon, the best left tackle the Browns have ever had, and also everybody's favorite 73. So, Doug, thanks for being on the show today.
Well, it's only 2 minutes. I got to take a nap.
I believe that's true, even though I laughed. All right, are you much of a cook? Do you like to cook for yourself at all?
You know, unfortunately, my microwave is broken right now, so I'm kind of limited.
So it's microwave popcorn, that's about it, usually?
Pot pies.
Pot pies. Do you have a favorite type?
Marie Callender's or whatever her name is.
She's my favorite, too. Who is the most famous person that you've ever met?
Well, I used to think it was Joe Thomas. I guess it would have to be Ronald Reagan.
Really? You met Ronald Reagan?
Yes, I did.
Tell us about it.
He actually came out to training camp one day over at the Berea at the other facility. Was in between the election, and the man that took the bullet for him, Tim McCarthy, when he got shot, was a teammate of mine, and he was on the detail, and he said, "Hey, you want to meet the president?" I said, "What, do I look like an idiot?" Yeah. So it was really a big thrill. And plus, he's from Illinois, too.
I didn't know that. Ronald Reagan is, or his Secret Service agent?
No, both of them.
Really? Interesting. If you could possibly think back that far to when you played, do you have one game that stuck out that was maybe your most favorite or most memorable game in all those years?
I would have to say probably the game where I caught a touchdown, just to show that my skills, and had they kept me at tight end, Nick Scorage would probably still be the head coach of Cleveland Browns.
Chicago is home to the world's first skyscraper. I know you're a guy from Illinois. What year was it built?
I don't have a clue.
If you had to guess, the year...
I'm going to say, what qualifies as a skyscraper?
Anything over 50 stories.
Okay, I'm going to say back in the 60s, 64.
1885, good guess. If you could learn any language, what would it be?
English.
I'm sure the people that listen on Sunday would say the same thing.
Definitely. One more thing. Wait, I think, you know, you're a rookie kid.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. Now, this is how we do it, right? Here you go. You got to hold the mic, too.
Yeah, but the trouble is, I need glasses to read. Wisconsin is known as the blank capital of the world.
Dairy.
Well, that kind of went hand in hand, didn't it?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Don't blow it. What Wisconsin city is home to Harley-Davidson motorcycles?
Milwaukee.
You got a lot easier questions than I did. What is Wisconsin's oldest city?
That's a good one. I think it's Green Bay.
You are right.
Yeah. No, sign off.
Sign off. Oh,
thanks,
hey.
Thanks for being on the Joe Thomas Hour.
Oh, hey, thanks for being on the Joe Thomas Hour with Joe Thomas.
The best 2 minutes of your life.
The best 2 minutes of your life.